Hello, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Dynamics Evangelism, and I'm here in Wisconsin at ExactShip to talk to Scott and Steve. So Scott, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us what your role is?
Sure, I'm Scott Miller. I'm the Vice President of Operations and IT here at ExactShip.
And Steve?
And I'm Steve Burt. I head up sales and marketing here at ExactShip.
Excellent. Well, maybe you could start by telling us a bit about the whole shipping business. Just give us a bit of background, and also give us a bit of background of the company as well.
Sure. ExactShip is actually founded by several entrepreneurs in the software industry. They've had a couple of successful software companies in the past, and they saw a perceived need in the industry, in the shipping industry, for more state-of-the-art, up-to-date shipping solutions. Currently, some of the solutions in the marketplace are a little older technology,
okay,
and they've tried to keep them updated. So they've done some research over a couple of years to see what the market was like and if there was room for a state-of-the-art software company in the shipping industry.
Okay.
Not just state-of-the-art. In the past, shipping, it's very isolated.
Right.
We're integrating shipping into the whole business environment, into the ERP systems,
okay,
so that people can now get visibility on what's happening out in your shipping dock,
right,
which is a key component.
Yeah, legacy companies would use dedicated terminals provided by the carriers,
okay,
or they would go to a shipping station, a storefront, to actually ship a package. Very old technology. Today, as Steve points out, the integration allows you to eliminate those dedicated shipping terminals,
okay,
and ship through any of the carriers with software that's embedded into business systems that customers are already accustomed to using.
Right. So you're not actually saying to someone, okay, you want to ship something, now you've got to go to some terminal or actually go to a store to, say, physically ship this product.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you're used to using Outlook, you can right-click on a contact and ship a package to,
okay,
them.
And what's even more important now is all the tracking information, shipping costs. You're not paying someone to retype that information in, where, you know, you can type it in and make a mistake, or just it takes a certain amount of time to do that. Now all this happens in real time. When you ship something, that information is fed back into your business systems.
Right. And I notice your logo actually says everybody ships, and obviously it's true. I mean, what are some of the advantages that your technology brings?
It allows people to get their hands around shipping for the industry. Shipping is one of the largest expenses that a company can face,
okay,
especially today with fuel surcharges and stuff of that nature. So it's not just the ability to rate shop or compare carriers for,
right,
a given package shipping from one location to another. It's, as Steve pointed out, the intelligence that's built in and grasping all the data. Now, after you ship a package, customer service may get a phone call within minutes or days after that saying, did my package ship? Is the tracking number there? And customer service personnel have instant access to that information.
Okay.
What we can also do is apply rules to shipping so that you're not leaving it up to the person on the shipping dock to make that decision how the package is going to get from point A to point B. You can use business rules and set up those business rules, and those business rules will then be followed all the way through.
Right. And it isn't just, you know, when we first started talking about this idea of bringing shipping into CRM, I think at the time you told me that there's a lot of red tape to get through before you can even do automated shipping via these type of solutions. It isn't just a case of build some software, now you can ship by talking to like a UPS or a FedEx web service. There's a lot of work and overhead to get through to get to that point.
Our software has been in development for over 2.5 years before we went to our first trade show.
Wow.
And the majority of that was to become certified by the carriers.
Right, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
So you have to be able to print labels to their specification and give them an example of that label for each possible combination of shipping methodologies that they would utilize.
Okay.
So that's true for UPS, USPS, Federal Express, any of the carriers that we work with. So you have to become certified not only to be able to print their labels to their specifications so they work in all of their automated gear and equipment throughout the country and the world, but also the electronic manifesting, the international documentation, address verification, delivery and confirmation, tracking number information. So that all has to go through the certification process for the carriers.
Excellent. Well, why do we talk about some of the products that you've built out? Because you have obviously, this is obviously more than one product. So maybe we should start with the Outlook integration piece. So you've actually got this solution running directly inside of Outlook 2003, 2007?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And that, so when that's running, is it running locally or is it talking back to your servers?
It talks back to our servers.
Okay.
And our servers can either be hosted on-premise at the customer's location.
Right.
Or hosted up in the cloud.
Okay.
So the Outlook add-in component talks back to that server and extracts information from Outlook.
Right.
Enough information so that we're able to process that shipment and then puts that information, the resulting data, the tracking numbers and freight numbers and so forth, back into Outlook also.
Oh, so this isn't just a put a server on a site. It's also a cloud-based solution as well.
Absolutely.
Correct. We go back to the carriers in real time and get your accounts, the customer's account information back, so you're seeing your rates.
Okay.
Directly inside of Outlook.
Excellent. So going from Outlook, you've also now got GP as well.
We do. We support GP9 and GP10.
Okay.
And we actually have a unique ability to use Microsoft CRM with Great Plains, so that you can actually process orders, create customers inside of Microsoft CRM, so that data gets pushed into Great Plains.
Right.
The resulting data comes back to CRM. So you're now actually able to keep your sales individuals out of your financial systems.
Okay.
And keep your financial people in the ERP system where they live.
But then someone could go back into CRM and see how something's actually being shipped out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can create a task at that point to remind yourself if you have a shipment going out to a customer, second day air, okay, in 2 days, let's give my customer a call, make sure they receive the package. Do they have any questions? Good support, good follow-up.
Right, so you can actually integrate the shipping process with the workflow engine as well, so you can also do follow-ups and things like
right.
that.
Yes.
Or conversely, if the customer calls up and says, I didn't receive my package, the customer service person or salesperson will go into CRM and the tracking
right.
number will be right there for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lastly, you've also have a Dynamics AX 4.0 solution, but I know that you're working on an AX 2009 release at the same time.
Correct. We support the AX 4, and
okay.
2009 is in development right now.
And then lastly, I noticed you've got something called ExactShip eStore controls. Is that something you can tell us about?
A little bit, yeah. We are working on eStore controls, which will drop into any website that has a storefront,
okay.
which will allow you to estimate your freight charges or allow your customers to estimate their freight charges before they place an order. And then, of course, all that data that's entered at the time of the order is taken is processed through our engine and maintained there.
Right.
So now that once that information is in our server, we can push that to GP, we can push that to AX, we can push it to CRM,
okay.
make it available inside of Outlook.
So pretty much anyone can take advantage of your technology and in effect your shipping calculation engine by using those controls and
Correct.
Dropping it into any web page.
Correct.
Everybody ships.
Exactly. And just finally, I know that you guys obviously had quite a large stand at Convergence 2009. Could you give us what was the experience like there? Because I think was that the first time you were at Convergence? Or?
It was our second time.
Okay.
We went to Convergence in 2008 and had a small booth in the back of the Expo
right.
Center to kind of gauge what the experience would be there. What is the perceived need from the customer's perspective?
Okay.
It was very well. We were very well received there. And that's really what our first launch of sale, of our product was. It was Convergence 2008. The show went very well for us. So we went back to World Partner Conference in 2008. And then
okay.
we also went to Convergence 2009 with a much bigger position there at the organization.
Right.
Yeah, we were very well received.
Okay.
The stand was very busy, and we're spending a lot of time following up with a lot of the resellers and end users who we met there.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear that. So what we'll do is we'll roll on to the demos of products, and
okay.
Thanks for talking to me today.
Great.
Appreciate
Thank
it. Thank
you.
You, John.
Welcome to the ExactShip video learning series. Today we're going to show you how to ship to a Microsoft CRM contact directly from inside of Microsoft CRM 4.0. First, we'll start by searching for the contact record that we wish to ship to. You'll notice in the contact record the new ExactShip tab illustrated at the top of the screen. By clicking on the ExactShip tab, it allows us to ship a package to our contact. Every time the address is presented to the Ship CRM solution, we verify the address against our CAS-certified database. In this particular example, the +4 is added to the zip code, and the city is corrected to be Downers Grove. You can choose to use the existing address, or you can use the suggested address. In our example, we will save the suggested address back to the Microsoft CRM database and use that for our shipment to avoid any penalties by any of the carriers for having an incorrect address. You can set the origin if you have multiple origins created inside of the ExactShip administration console. You pick the ship date that you would like to ship the package to, and then on the Setup Shipment tab, you have the ability to set up that shipment. You can add multiple packages, and you can configure each package based on what you wish to ship to that customer. You also have the ability to put reference numbers onto the package, into the data record, and print those on the label. Up to 3 numbers can be added to the label and the record. Package contents can also be selected based on products that are entered inside of the ExactShip administration console. You can also configure the Ship CRM solution to pull line items or inventory items directly from inside of Great Plains or Exapta. Once we have our packages configured for shipment, we can add accessorials to those packages if we would like to use accessorials. In our particular example, we will not use any accessorials. On the Best Rates tab, we go out in real time, return all the carrier information based on the carrier accounts that the customer has configured inside of the ExactShip administration console. These are their accounts with their negotiated rates. You can see on Wednesday, FedEx is the best rate at 10 a.m. UPS at 10:30. You can select the individual carriers if you would like to choose a carrier directly, or you can stick to the Best Rates tab. In our example, we're going to ship the package so it gets there Wednesday at 3. That's going to cost us $20.98. We can queue this package for shipment so it can be fulfilled from the Windows Fulfillment client, or we can complete the shipment directly here from inside a CRM. By shipping the package, we get a complete breakdown of the individual charges by package, including all surcharges for fuel or any accessorial charges. When we commit this package or confirm this package for shipment, we're presented with the label for that package. This can then be printed on a Windows-based printer. Once the package has been committed for shipment, we are now ready to ship another package. We can verify the information for that ship package by clicking on the Ship Packages tab. You can see here we've shipped one replacement cell to the customer. Here's our $20.98 charge, which is our actual freight charges, and our published freight charges of $26.56. The weight of the packages were 3.25 pounds, and the tracking numbers are listed here as well. And you can see that we chose to ship this package UPS Next Day Air Service. And that is all that it takes to ship a package from inside of Microsoft CRM 4.0 with the ExactShip Ship CRM package. Thank you.